This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. We humans have brains that are wired to recognize patterns. We can't help it. It's the way we evolved. We fall victim to what is called pareidolia, a fancy word that simply means we're conditioned to find patterns that make sense to us. That's why some people see a face on Mars in a mountain range, and others think they see familiar shapes in banks of clouds. Pareidolia is definitely present in astronomy. The man in the moon is probably the most famous example, but my favorite, if you're old enough to remember the movie, is the star cluster we call ET. More formally called NGC 457, or the Owl Cluster, the ET cluster is called that because, well, it sure looks like our little alien buddy, eyes aglow with outstretched arms to give us all an interstellar hug. Found in the northern sky constellation of Cassiopeia, the ET cluster contains about 100 stars. Two of the brightest stars make up the eyes of ET, while three other streams of stars seem to make up the body and arms. And the pareidolia doesn't just stop with ET. Some people have seen an owl, hence its formal name, and others have seen fighter aircraft and other winged creatures. But for me at least, it's always going to look like our little extraterrestrial buddy from 1982. Just under 10,000 light years away, this cluster is made up of relatively young stars, only about 20 million years of age, far younger than our own sun is at 4.5 billion years old. It's one of the brightest open clusters in the sky, so even if you don't see ET, you may want to phone home after you view it to tell everyone how lovely it was. If you'd like to take a closer look at the ET cluster or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.